failure by a nursing home to pay its gas supplier on time resulted in residents going without showers for 24 hours, according to a report from the watchdog HICWA. The discovery was made when inspectors paid an unannounced visit to the Bushfield Care Centre. For more on this, we're joined by our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally. Alva, this particular inspection followed on from a number of previous visits.
Yeah, so this was an unannounced inspection by HICWA, and it took place in July. And the reason it took place was because, as you mentioned there, issues had been identified in previous inspections. They took place in March, May and June. Now, the June inspection showed that residents, they were sometimes going hungry because breakfast portion sizes were too small and mealtimes were described as chaotic and unpleasant because residents, they didn't know what they'd be served or when they'd be served. The most recent inspection has found that there were improvements in this regard around food and meal times. However, there had already been two poor inspections by HICWA in March and May, which is presumably why they went back in again in July this year.
So bring us through then what this particular report found.
Yeah, so one of the things inspectors noted when they went in July was that the heat in the centre was unpleasant and uncomfortable, and that's because outdoor temperatures were particularly high that day. Yet the radiators in the centre, they were on, so it was uncomfortably warm. Now, staff informed the inspectors the radiators were on so that the water could be heated, which the report says was an unaddressed finding of the June report or the June inspection. Now, despite that overbearing heat, inspectors discovered that there had been an interruption of the gas supply to the centre, which resulted in residents having no hot water or access to showers for a full day, which meant the showers couldn't be offered or facilitated. Cooking and heating and laundry services were also impacted, and the waste management area of the centre that was poorly managed. Domestic and clinical waste bins were overflowing. The report says it was malodor and unsightly. I'm going to paraphrase. Some of the waste had been removed when the inspectors arrived the next day for their second day of inspection. So the report says the arrangements for the disposal of the removal of that waste was unclear, and they found ongoing fire safety issues which were evident in the previous inspection in June. An area of the centre remained boarded up and it couldn't be accessed internally. So one thing after another.
Given all of that, what's HICWA recommending should happen?
Well, HICWA's chief inspector issued a notice to cancel the registration of the nursing home in June, and that hasn't been ruled out. But cancelling a registration, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight, and it has to be done under the Health Act. And a registered provider can either accept the notice of the decision, in which case the registration is cancelled on the date that the decision takes effect, or they can appeal that decision in the local district court. Now, alternatively, the chief inspector can go to the district court for an order cancelling the registration of a designated centre when they believe on reasonable grounds there's a risk to life or a serious risk to the health or welfare of residents. Now, while this goes on, inspectors of social services, they do maintain close oversight of centres that find themselves in this position to ensure that residents receive safe and appropriate care.
As you say, all of this relates to the Bushfield Centre in County Galway. So has there been any response from the provider?
Well, when these inspections are carried out, providers, they have an opportunity to respond to what HICWA find. Now, in this case, the provider said it had reviewed the issues identified in the report and it would ensure compliance by, for example, making additional payments to ensure that the supply of gas is uninterrupted in the centre. It said regular payments were also being made to the waste collection company to ensure consistent collection of waste. And it also said it would provide more support for senior members of staff.
Alva, thank you very much for that.